Welcome to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac, a show about how to break through obstacles that may be holding you back in life or business. And now your host of Breakthrough Thinking, certified master practitioner in neuro-linguistic programming, business consultant, and CPA, Dave Isaac.
Live from the 1010 Studios in Phoenix, Arizona, you're listening to Breakthrough Thinking. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dave Isaac, the host of Breakthrough Thinking, and this is a very special day. It's a heartfelt day. It's a day that people want to pay attention to and really take notice, because it's a day to really help someone. And it's really an honor to have two really nice young ladies, I'm going to say, and because they look young, right, Tommy? Tommy, our great producer, is waving. Wave to the young ladies.
Nice.
Oh, he's waving. He's smiling. I'm doing a play-by-play as I'm watching Tommy. Anyway, we have... Of course, it's sort of a cause we want to promote today and really get attention. And Nancy Swanson, you're the mom of Noah, who's a 2.5-year-old that needs a bone marrow transplant. And, of course, we have Aubrey Vargas in studio, the account executive for the Be the Match Marrow Registry. Welcome, both of you.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Well, it's absolutely. And it's really important, and, you know, to make sure people are aware of this, because I think there's a lot of, I think in this day and age, people just sort of go around and they get stuck in their own world, not knowing that people really need help out there. And when it comes to little kids, that's got to be really a significant issue. So why don't we talk a little bit, set the story up, you know, Nancy, why don't you talk a little bit about your son, a little background, what has happened, what the status is, and what the future holds and what needs to be done.
Okay, thanks, Dave. Noah is 2.5 years old, and right now he's got a very rare, it's a bone marrow failure disorder / blood cancer called myelodysplastic syndrome. And he was diagnosed November 4th, 2011. Prior to that, he was treated at the Phoenix Children's Hospital for a illness called neutropenia. And that is... he has low white blood counts, and he has neutrophils that cannot fight bacterial infections. So He's been diagnosed with a serious health issue since he was 10 months old. But the myelodysplastic syndrome, the only way to treat it is to have a bone marrow transplant. And we were told he would need a transplant within 3 to 6 months, and we're coming up on 6 months right now. And unfortunately, they have not been able to find a bone marrow donor for him.
Yeah, and you know, how, I mean, people, you know, this gives, I think, new meaning to time pressure, you know, and I know this is very sensitive, but as a mom, as a parent, and I have 4 kids and actually 2 grandkids and 1 on the way, but it's very... I mean, how do you even cope with something like that?
Well, honestly, Dave, I take it day by day.
Yeah.
As you can imagine, it's very hard on us.
Sure.
I mean, right now we don't know what to expect. We're meeting with Dr. Adams on Thursday, hopefully to get an update of what the prognosis is for finding a donor, when they are expecting to do the transplant. But... you know, we take it one day at a time. We have good days. We have bad days. It's been extremely overwhelming. I've been extremely emotional. Not the most emotional person, but, you know, when it's your own child and it's your family, and then you're being exposed to something that you have absolutely no control over, it's difficult.
It is. There's no question about it. And it's nice to have support like Aubrey here. And Aubrey, why don't you talk a little bit about how you're helping out? What is Be the Match do as an organization? How do they help? And we'll get into that, because the listeners, we want to have, you know, really take notice of this. And if, you know, we'll give out contact information so they can help in many different ways. And we'll describe that soon, how people can help.
Sure. So like Nancy was saying, you know, when patients are faced with this hard news that they need a marrow transplant, oftentimes a marrow transplant is the only option that they have. In some cases, they've exhausted all the other forms of treatment, and a marrow transplant now is the last option or resort. So we are the National Registry. We register people all over the U.S., and about every year there's about 10,000 patients that are diagnosed as needing a marrow transplant. So that's a lot of patients. And our goal is to make sure that every patient, like Noah, has a matching donor to rely on when they go to transplant. So unfortunately, sometimes there isn't, and we really struggle with that because we know that they're out there. These matches are there. Our job is to educate them and get them on the registry so that we can have access to them, you know, and hopefully find a match for Noah.
So, and how do you do that? How do you get out there? Like, you have a drive today, I think,
mm-hmm.
right?
We're down at Gateway Community College today. We'll be there till 5 o'clock today. And then tomorrow we'll be there as well from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. And registration is so easy. All you do is fill out a consent form. It's got some contact information. We do a short health history. We want to make sure that, you know, you're healthy. We're trying to replace the immune systems of people, so we want you to be healthy as well. So after you fill out your form, all we do is a four-part cheek swab. So we swab the inside of your mouth. And what that does is it pulls the cells off of from your cheek. You don't really feel anything. But we study those cells and we look at the proteins that are on them. So they're all kind of, they have markers that are similar to like thumbprints where we're all different. And those markers identify those cells as being yours. So when we're talking matching process, we're talking, it's called the human leukocyte antigen is what we're trying to match. So it's not blood type. We don't have to match blood types. And your tissue type is inherited from your mom and your dad. So we all carry different tissue types that we can pass on to our children. And that's why a sibling is always searched first in hopes that a match will be found that way. You know, a sibling will maybe have the same tissue type. So when there's not a match, like in Noah's case, his older sister was not a match for him, then they turn to our registry in hopes that a complete stranger will match the tissue type. So after we do the four-part buccal swab, you're placed on our registry until you're 61 years old. And if you're ever a match, if you're lucky enough to match somebody, then we'll ask you to donate. It's pretty simple.
So over 61, they're considered wouldn't be a valid match?
Right. You have to be between 18 to 60 in order to join the registry.
I gotcha.
And, you know, doctors, we always prefer younger donors just because the cells are really active. And stats are really showing now that if we have an option and we can choose a younger donor, then the patients do a lot better. So, you know, we want to give the patients the best chance that they have at survival. So.
Now, you mentioned your daughter, the sister of mm-hmm. Noah, wasn't a match. Are the parents allowed to be a match? How does that work?
We can test them, but in most cases they're only a half match for their
okay.
children. So children are composed of half of what you are and half
gotcha.
Of what mother and father are.
Yeah, we weren't even tested.
Okay.
Yeah, they tested Sydney and she was a half match. Mm. In some cases, they've told us one out of four siblings could be a match, and that's always ideal if that's the case. And unfortunately, in our case, Sydney was not a match.
Wow. So how common is it once you get outside the immediate family to find matches? Is it still a high common area, or is it relatives usually better?
Well, it depends. So once we search a sibling group and there's no matches, it's not likely that another family member would be a match for you. I mean, we're looking at, you know, billions of different types of tissue. So, you know, our best hope is to search the registry in hopes that a match is found. And matches are usually found within the same racial or ethnic groups. Mm. So Caucasians usually match other Caucasians. Even in that group, you know, Western Europeans usually match each other, Eastern Europeans. So it all varies. But right now on our registry, there's about 9.5 million people. And the Caucasian group is our biggest number of donors on our registry. They make up about 74% of our registry. So in Noah's case, for him not to have a match and be in that Caucasian group is really rare. And so we have our work cut out for us for sure, and that's why we want to just let everybody know. You know, education is the key. A lot of times people just don't understand the whole process, and so we want to make sure that they do so they can get on the registry.
So why don't we go through the process just to
sure.
educate the listeners. Is what are you really matching it? So it's not blood.
Not blood.
It's tissue.
Tissue.
And even though it's a blood disorder, how does that work then? How is the tissue a big part of helping and maybe healing and curing a blood disorder?
Sure.
How does that work?
So your bone marrow is the brains to your blood system, essentially. So the bone marrow controls all the parts of the blood, your red blood cells, which carry oxygen, your white blood cells, which fight off infection, and your platelets, which every time you get a cut or something, that's what rushes to the source to stop the bleeding. So when there's a bone marrow failure of some kind, your brain to your blood system is not functioning properly. So that's what we're trying to replace, the entire blood system and a brand new immune system. So your blood type will actually change if you're a recipient of a marrow transplant. You'll take on your donor's blood type. So that's the only time that your blood type would ever change is if
really?
You have a marrow transplant, which is really cool.
So, yeah, that's interesting. I had no idea. Now, you told the listeners the purpose of bone marrow, but what actually is it then? I don't think people really understand what it is. I mean, where do you find, is it connected to the bone somehow?
Oh, yeah. So, you know, like if you were to kind of cut your arm in half and be able to look down inside the center of the bone, that's where your marrow is created. So our bodies are so amazing and so wonderful. So even if you donate some of your marrow, and we'll get into the process, because I think that's a big thing too, is people want to know if it hurts, and we can get into that too. But that's where your marrow is created. As your body kind of processes and those cells change, there are some cells that are in the bloodstream as well. So we can do a marrow transplant in a couple of different ways, but that's essentially where it starts.
With his They call it short MDS. All three of his blood lineages has dysplastic, and what that means is those cells that are developing are abnormal, and they're immature cells. So they're never fully maturing, and they're misshaped. And in adults who have MDS, it's usually more the red blood cells is dysplastic, but I know it's all three. So eventually, when his MDS progresses, right now his white blood count is and blood cells are really low, so he has a hard time fighting infections. But ultimately, he's going to have problems with his platelets and his red blood cells.
Wow! But a match would resolve all those issues.
That's the goal. Yeah,
yes.
Absolutely.
So if the transplant is successful, then he can be completely cured of this myelodysplastic syndrome.
Wow. So the match, when you find the match, there's some type of, I suspect, operation on the match's side, on both sides probably, get the bone marrow. But before we do that, why don't we take a break? But let's give out some contact information so listeners can get in touch with you either to see if they're a match, because that's what you're looking for. And donations, right?
Yes, we're doing fundraising through the Children's Organ Transplant Association, as well donations to Be the Match. To get a hold of NOAA's fundraising, our webpage is www.COTANOAH4FOR, NOAA, R as red, D as in Dean, S as in Sam, .com. And on our page, we have a couple events that are coming up for fundraising and for bone marrow drives as well.
Well, great. And we'll take a quick break now. When we come back, we'll give out more contact information, but also go through the process. We encourage everyone to really contribute in any way they can, and we'll be right back.
Your body is the greatest gift that you will ever be given. How well are you taking care of yours? Hey everyone, this is Journey Reeves, owner of Mind Body Unlimited. More important than time or money, your health is the secret to a truly wealthy life. We can customize an exercise and diet program that greatly enhances your quality of life. If you are sick and tired of feeling sick and tired, give us a buzz at 480-370-7768. That's 480-370-7768 to schedule your free, no-obligation consultation today.
If you're concerned that you are making financial decisions on information that may be incorrect or not up to date, Birnbaum and Spean can help. We are certified QuickBooks advisors. Let us review your financial data to make sure it is accurate and up to date. We can also review the setup and procedures used to avoid the costly decisions as you grow your business. Call Mitchell Spean, CPA and QuickBooks Pro Advisor at 602-266-5633 to get started.
Hey, I'm Lisa Masters, single mom to two amazing boys on the spectrum and author of The Funny Side of Autism. April 20th marks the first annual Time Went On for Autism benefit at the Compound Grill in Phoenix. It will be a fun night out to benefit the Autism Society Greater Phoenix Chapter. We have a wonderful evening planned, including dinner, entertainment, silent auctions, raffles, and a copy of my latest book, The Funny Side of Autism Around the World. For ticket info, go to the calendar tab at thecompoundgrill.com. Hope to see you there.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. And this is a very special day, a special event. We have Nancy Swanson in studio with Aubrey Vargas from Be the Match. And, of course, Nancy, as we talked about, you're the mother of a 2.5-year-old who needs a bone marrow transplant, life-saving bone marrow transplant. So let's give out the contact information again. We're going to do this periodically because we want people to get in touch with Nancy to help in whatever way, maybe register, right? Or they get in touch with, would they get in touch with Nancy or you, Aubrey?
Either one. There's many events that are coming up through for NOAA where you can register to be a marrow donor. So if you come out to one of the events and you want to contribute to the cause, you can register to be a donor right there. You can also visit www.bethematch, it's all spelled out, .org, bethematch.org. There's videos on there. There's contact information. And then, you know, if you're in the area and you want to come down to Gateway today or tomorrow, you can do that as well. We'll be at Phoenix Children's Hospital as well on May 21st.
And we have we have a bone marrow drive in honor of NOAA on April 23rd in Scottsdale at Go Figure Studio at Tatum and Shea. And we'll be doing the bone marrow drive from 9:30 to 1:30. And 4 to 8 p.m. And we're also doing a fundraising event during that time as well. And the fundraising event, the monies go to CODA in honor of NOAA. But we also would like to do some fundraising for Be the Match as well. As Aubrey will tell you, it's very nice of people to sign up to be donors. But unfortunately, it costs $100 for the kits to be processed in order for people to be put on the registry. And they never turn down people as donors, but if we can get some donations to go their way to help pay for that processing fees to get more people registered and more awareness out there to let people know that we are in need of donors, then we would like to do that as well.
Yeah, and yeah, like Nancy was saying, you know, unfortunately, I mean, wish there was a money tree outside that we could all just pull from because there's so many you know, people that need the help and stuff. So for us, like you were saying, Nancy, we never turn people away. We want to make sure that we give patients the best shot. And, you know, we'll fundraise on the back end and stuff too. So we really want you to come out, get registered. And even if you are not eligible for some reason, maybe you're over 60 or under 18, maybe you've had a serious medical condition yourself and you're not eligible to join, contributing to the cause in some way is such a great way to help us out. I mean, it would be irreplaceable, you know, to come out and give a donation. That's amazing.
And it's very time-sensitive for all the people, all the patients that are waiting for a match. And that's why this people need a sense of urgency right now.
Absolutely.
And so let's give out the contact information again. So it's www.c is in Charlie, O, T is in Tom, A is in Apple, right? For NOAA, and then R, D is in Dave, S is in Sam.com. And they can go on that website and contact you and donate and do a lot of different things.
And they also can sign up to be a donor for through the Be the Match. We have a link on that webpage that will direct folks to Be the Match as well to sign up to be a donor online. I also want to plug another bone marrow drive that's going to be on April 28th in Gilbert at the LDS Maplewood Building Culture Hall at 3775 South Greenfield in Gilbert, Arizona. And this drive is also in honor of Noah and also Maddie. Our friend Amy is doing this in honor of her daughter as well, and that one's going to be from 8 to noon.
Okay, good. And we'll give out that more that information periodically throughout the show today. And let's go through the process, because I think there's a misperception out there about that bone marrow is, if you're the donor, it's painful and those type of things. So let's talk about that and really get people aware that, hey, it may not be what they think it is.
Yeah, and in most cases, I mean, we get that all the time. As a network, we register about 60,000 new donors a month. We're adding to the registry. So with each one of those people, we're trying to hit them with this message so that maybe they can spread the word that it's not what it used to be. So if you do come up as a match, that's our biggest question. Is it going to hurt? What's going to happen to me? You know, people want to know, am I going to be in a wheelchair after I donate, or will my marrow replenish, or what's going to happen? And we want people to know that the most common way to donate now is a non-surgical method. It's called peripheral blood stem cell donation, and it's similar to donating platelets or plasma. If you've been a blood donor before and you can stand to get poked a couple of times, you can be a marrow donor. And this is the thing that people don't realize. You know, they don't know that there's another way. Unfortunately, now with all the medical TV shows that are out there, and have you seen 7 Pounds with Will Smith at all?
No.
It's if you do watch it, there's a horrible marrow scene in there, so please don't believe what you see there.
Oh.
But yeah, he chooses to not have anesthesia, and you know, he's screaming and all this crazy stuff, and we're like, oh gosh, this is, makes our job so much harder and maybe prevents us from finding Noah's donor, you know. So we want people to know that the most common way to donate is non-surgically now. So how that works is when your marrow is created on the inside of your bones, as it matures, the cells, at any given point, there are some marrow-forming cells in our bloodstream. There's not a lot, but there's some. So for 5 days before you actually donate, we'll give you what's called filgrastim, or Neupogen is another name for it. And it just helps increase the number of cells that are in the bloodstream. And then on day 5, you come into one of our centers. And usually we try and get you to the center that's the closest to you. So even if you match someone, say, in New York or wherever, if Noah's donor is in New York, we'll work that donor up at the center that's closest to them. And then so on day 5, they poke you in one arm, and that's where your blood comes out. And it's spun through this, it's called a apheresis machine. It spins your blood and separates out those cells. And then it gives you back the rest of your blood into your other arm. Mm. So we take those cells, those extra cells that you've been making, and we take those for transplant, and we give you back the rest of your blood. So you just sit there, and you can watch a movie. You can play some games with some friends.
So it's really nothing to it anymore.
Yeah, it's become quite, you know, an easier process for sure. So the process itself is between 4 to 6 hours. So sometimes that's a little hard for people. Donors will say that a lot, like, oh, my butt's kind of hurting just because I've been sitting here for a while. But, you know, I mean, that's the worst that happens. That's fine by us.
So what do you do with the cells then? Do you what happens? They grow into a certain thing?
Nope, or they just right when we collect them, we have a courier that's on site and waits for the donation. And then, and it looks just like blood. It's a little bit, you know, lighter color, like a salmon-y kind of color. And as soon as those cells are collected, they fly them to the patient. And then they hook them up just like you would get an IV. And then that's a transplant. They just put the cells right into the bloodstream. And our bodies are so smart, they know where to go and what to do. And
it completely takes over the old marrow and replaces it with new?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it takes a little longer for the recipient of the marrow to graft. We were told that Noah would be in the hospital approximately 6 to 8 weeks during this process. And the first week, he'll have to have chemo to destroy all of his cells and the marrow that's in his body. And then they will give him the new marrow. And then it could take anywhere from 2 to 3 weeks, maybe a month, for that marrow to actually graft in the appropriate place and start producing the new cells.
And what's the success rate usually?
Stats are a little hard to give just because there's so many different situations depending on the age of the patients, any prior conditions, you know, all of that kind of stuff. So stats are a little bit hard, but like Nancy was saying, in most cases, this is the shot that they need, that they have to take. You know, there's no other options. So that's a little bit harder to talk about. I mean, once the patients have so much to go through, like Nancy was saying, I mean, the process for them is so incredibly difficult and hard. And, you know, on the donor end, it seems more simple now, but the patient end is a lot harder, you know, to make sure that those cells engraft, like Nancy was saying, that they don't have any other, you know, secondary infections while their immune system is so low. Stuff like that. We want to make sure to look out for that stuff.
So has that been a challenge also with Noah having a weak immune system? Is he, you have to watch him all times? He can't go out
many
places?
We have to be very careful with Noah. He's not supposed to go to any indoor play areas.
McDonald's Playland.
Even though my dad probably is taking him there right now. Oh. but yeah, we were told to, you know, kind of isolate him. Our daughter's in elementary school, so we have to be very cautious of her bringing home school illnesses from other classmates. If he runs a fever of 101, he has to be taken into the emergency room or clinic. They test his blood to see what his levels are, and if his white blood count and his neutrophils are low, he does get hospitalized for 48 hours, and they give him IV antibiotics. Or if his levels are high, then they just give him IV antibiotics at the emergency room and clinic, and then we get to go home. But we have to be very cautious of what we do and where we go with him. Make sure he's clean, and washing hands is probably the number one thing.
Wow, talk about pressure. I mean, that just puts new meaning into being a parent.
Well, and a 2.5-year-old, it's almost impossible. If everything goes still in the mouth and he touches everything, it's like, don't touch that. It's dirty. But going back to the stats, I know Aubrey, she's correct. It's hard to know what the stats are, but we were told 60 to 80% success rates.
Oh, that's good.
And depending on other factors, it could be up to 80 to 90%.
Oh, okay. So that's very good. And so how about Noah? I mean, at 2.5 years old, does he have any sense of what's going on? I mean, is he a happy little kid just like any little kid? Or, I mean, how does he take when he has to go to the hospital and stay there? Do you stay with him, for example?
Yes, yes. If you saw us walking down the street, you would never know that Noah has a life-threatening illness. I've said this is my slogan. He looks completely healthy on the outside. We just need to make him healthy on the inside. He is a very highly energetic, very much a 2.5-year-old, you know, does your typical tantrums. You know, he likes to play. He's just a ball of energy. I can tell when he's not feeling good. His energy level decreases. He likes to sleep a lot. And one thing he does is he does not like to get out of his pajamas. He likes to stay and lay around in his pajamas. And I usually can tell when he's not feeling good because I can never get him out of his pajamas. Mm-hmm. But when he goes to the hospital, he literally pulls his arm out. He knows they're going to take blood. He doesn't cry. He opens his mouth. I mean, he's just so used to being poked and prod that it doesn't even faze him anymore.
That is just
amazing.
What a nice little kid. And that's, we really urge people to really take this very seriously. And,
yes,
and just,
absolutely.
You know, people are always sort of in their own shell, but here's a great reason not to be, and you shouldn't be anyway, but if you are because of many reasons, economy and those type of things, an opportunity to help someone. So let's give the contact information again. So your website
is www.cota, C-O-T as in Tom, A for Noah, RDS.com. And that website, we have pictures of Noah. There's activities and events that are coming up. There's a blog section that I've been blogging, and once he's in the hospital going through that process, I will probably be blogging every day or multiple times a day just to give people updates of what's going on with him. And there is an opportunity, if you're feeling generous, there is a place that you can do online donations, and the money goes to CODA, which is Children's Organ Transplant Association, and that will help with the transplant-related cost in honor of Noah.
And, of course, they can go to BeTheMatch.org as well.
BeTheMatch.org and check out the links and stuff and, you know, find out about the new method that I was talking about of donation. And, of course, get your questions answered even about the old transplant method. So we still do some of those transplants, the old method. But we want people to know that now you're placed under general anesthesia. So it's not just a local anesthesia. If you're asked to go through that process, then, you'll be anesthetized and you're not going to feel anything. And I've actually been through that process, too. I had non-Hodgkin's lymphoma about 9 years ago. So, for me to be able to do this work to give back and help families like Nancy and Scott and Noah and Sydney, it's so important to me for people to understand the whole process. And you're right, this you need to be committed. You need to be somebody that's excited if we call you and say, hey, you came up as a match. We want you to be excited about that because it is. It's an opportunity of a lifetime to save somebody.
And, they say a journey of 1,000 miles starts with the first step. And here's the mm-hmm. first step, really, to make a difference.
Absolutely.
And people out there, make a difference finally. Let's make a difference. It's the first step. It'll lead to a second step. It will transform your life. There's nothing like giving and give and try to outgive. And if you can do that, I guarantee your life will transform. We'll take a quick break now. We'll come back and we'll continue discussing this up until the 3 o'clock hour. And, of course, we have Nancy Swanson in studio with Aubrey Vargas. Nancy, of course, is the mom of Noah, who's 2.5 years old, who needs a life-saving bone marrow transplant. And time is of the essence. If you want to call into the studio today, feel free, 602-296-3632. That's 602-296-3632.
In today's environment, short sales, foreclosures, and bankruptcy seem to be the norm and not the exception. These events can be devastating emotionally as well as financially. But just when you thought it was over, you might start to wonder about the tax consequences of short sales, foreclosures, and bankruptcy. Tax law can be very complex, and it would be critical to understand the tax laws surrounding your situation. Call Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor, at 602-625-3074, 602-625-3074 to discuss your situation. He looks forward to talking with you.
Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues, corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
Tax time is here again. Let Barenbaum and Spieing relieve your burden and stress while we provide you with easy and sophisticated preparation on your tax return. Whether you are a business such as a partnership or a corporation, as well as an individual, state, or trust, we can help you with your tax return preparation in a way that allows you to feel safe and secure. Barenbaum and Spieing has experienced, knowledgeable, and personable CPAs and staff and look forward to helping you. Please call 602-266-5633 and ask for Mitchell Spieing, CPA.
Welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac, and this is a very, very special event on the radio today. Of course, we're asking for help, help from the listeners. And there's nothing like helping someone, especially a little 2.5-year-old and who needs a life-saving bone marrow transplant. And Nancy Swanson, you're the mom. Arbery Vargas in studio, both of you here. And I'm glad you're here to really communicate the importance of this. And of course, we're here for Noah today, but we're also here for everyone today. Because Arbery, you said there's like 10,000 a year new patients that need a bone marrow.
Yeah, every year there's about 10,000 patients that are diagnosed with a disease that's treatable by a marrow transplant, whether that's MDS like Noah has, leukemia is another big one, lymphoma. Aplastic anemia is another thing that they'll sometimes treat with a marrow transplant. So we have a lot of patients to look out for. And right now we are doing a little over 5,000 transplants every year. So you can see, okay, if you do the math, there's 9.5 million people on the registry. And there's a lot of different factors into why, you know, somebody wouldn't receive a transplant. But a lot of it has to do with finding a matching donor. So because your tissue type is inherited, if you're a minority of any type, we really need you to join the registry as well. If you're mixed race, we need you to join the registry. And in Noah's case, if you're Caucasian, we need you to join the registry. So we definitely have our work cut out for us. And we would like to double the number of donors on our registry. That just means we'll be able to find more patients or more donors for patients. So it's a numbers game. You know, the more people we can get on, the more lives that we can save.
So 9.5 million right now?
Mm-hmm. Yep, 9.5 million.
Wow. So, and is this national or international?
So this is the national registry, yeah. But we're also connected worldwide with other registries that are around the world. We all work together. We all have the same goal. So whether you join, you know, our registry or if you've already joined a registry, you know, if you've lived in Europe or wherever, we all work together to find matches for patients.
So if you really think about this, this is somewhat a small percentage of the population out there that's on the registry.
Sure.
So I suspect if you had, you know, 60, 70, 80%, you may have a match for anyone and everyone that ever needs it. Does that sound about right?
Well, sure, yeah. I mean, if we can get everybody...
We can
help out. And it's kind of interesting, you know, you may know somebody that's on the registry, and that's pretty much as far as our reach goes, you know. And I always think about in your place of work, you know, is there one person in your place of work that is on the registry? And if the answer is yes, that's awesome. There's one person, but we need to get everybody in that place, you know, on the registry. So people can contact us, too, to have registration drives set up, and we'll just go after as many folks as we can.
So do you, as an organization, be the match, do you go to companies, large companies, for example, and say, hey, can we do a drive?
Sure.
How receptive usually are they?
They're pretty receptive. You know, a lot of times it's just the education piece. Once we can share our message with people and they have an understanding of what this is, they're willing to join. Like Nancy was saying, too, you know, the funding is another part of it. We need to make sure that we can sustain our registry, so we're always doing active fundraising. But yeah, people are pretty receptive to, you know, they want to do something, especially because it's so easy. You fill out a form, you swab your cheek, and you're
done.
That's
easy. That is easy.
Super easy.
And the other part of that, in case you're joining us right now and missed the first part, being a donor is not like it was perceived to be long ago. And it's non-surgical, you said.
Yeah, the
most
common.
Let's go over that again, because I think people joining us right now may have no clue. Like they said, you said there was some TV thing. Who was that again?
7 Pounds with Will Smith, or like House usually has marrow stuff on it, or, you know, some of those shows. But
yeah, so it's nothing like that. So let's go through that again, just to show how really easy this is.
Sure.
And it's certainly worth what the results will be.
Absolutely. So there's two donation methods that we use now. Now people, they'll be surprised to know that the most common way to donate now is non-surgically. So it's a process similar to donating platelets or plasma. And how that process works is you come into our collection center on the day of donating. 5 days prior to that, you'll have received filgrastim, and it just helps your body make more of these blood-forming cells. So once your veins are full of these extra cells that you've been making for 5 days, we similar to a blood draw. We'll poke you in one arm. Your blood comes out. It's processed through a machine that spins your blood and filters out those marrow-forming cells. And then the remaining blood is returned through your other arm. So once you're hooked up, donors watch a movie or you can play games or whatever you want to do. The process, you know, we don't want to make it sound like, oh, this is so incredibly simple. It's just like donating blood. You know, it's a commitment. We want you to be committed to this process and go through it. But it's gotten a lot easier now. The other form of donation is called marrow donation, and it's our surgical process where a donor will be placed under anesthesia, general anesthesia. So it's not just a local numbing that we do. We knock you out all the way. So we want to ensure the safety of our donors for sure. We want to give them the best experience. We know that this is a volunteer opportunity that they're providing. We want to make it as easy for them as possible. Another question that we get to is who's going to pay for all of this? And the answer is a patient's, if depending on their insurance, will cover a portion of it. If there's no coverage or whatever, the Be the Match registry will cover the cost of that.
Wow.
So, you know, it truly is just we're asking for some time and some of your cells, and that's it.
So some listeners right now might be asking, can they choose non-surgical or surgical, or is that chosen for you?
Great question. Yeah, we do get that all the time. So depending on the patient that you match, that's what determines what method is going to be used. Right now, the stats are showing that the non-surgical method, the immune system is coming back a lot faster. Sometimes that causes what's called graft versus host disease, where maybe it's too fast. The body is, you know, trying to keep up with all these new cells, and it might attack the body in different ways. But in most cases, that's the preferred method now.
Okay.
It's oftentimes better for a patient, and of course, the donor thinks that it's better for the donor as well. Some donors like to have. They would prefer to be knocked out and, do it that way. Yeah, we still have some of those people, but most people prefer the non-surgical method.
So how long does it then take to determine a match? I mean, you do the swab of the cheeks and the mouth and all that stuff, and then it goes to some lab or something, and people, how long does that take then?
Yeah, it goes to our lab, and anywhere from 4 to 8 weeks, just kind of depending, because we add so many people on. If you're at the front of that line, you can get through a little quicker. But once you're listed, patients like Noah will have access to those donors. They're doing a search, and if you come up as a match, then we'll be able to contact you. We can't tell you who you've matched. Unfortunately, everything is very confidential, but we can say, a 2-year-old little boy, or, it might be a 50-year-old woman. Just depends.
And as far as when you're like Noah, he's on the list to get bone marrow transplant. How do they determine the order? Is it first come, first serve type of situation, or an order priority of urgency? For Noah, for example. I mean, is it just when he got on the list to get a match?
Yeah, what they did, first, they always try to find a sibling match, so they started that process first. And once Sydney was ruled out as not a match, then he was entered into the National Registry. And they actually had found a couple people who they thought were potential matches, and those people did come in and they did the remaining testing. And once the results came back, they were not close enough. Where they felt that they would be the perfect match for him. So then they brought in the search to go international. So he's still, they're still looking nationally and internationally. And now, because we're getting down to that 6-month time frame, now they're looking at cord blood. So we'll have to see what Dr. Adams says on Thursday, where we're at, if they're going to move forward with the cord blood, or if we have some time to continue to look for a live donor.
I gotcha. Yeah, that sounds really very important. Now, but the other part of the question really is, let's say you have Noah and 10 other people, and the match comes up, but it's the match that would fit all 10 of the patients. That doesn't happen.
Yeah, so. No, it's you. All the patients are a priority. There's multiple searches going on at all times. It's not likely that one patient you know, one donor would match multiple patients. Now, we don't want to rule anything out because, yeah, you know, anything can happen. But because the tissue types are so complex, it's not – there's not, like, a priority list. Kind of like, you know, kidney transplant where there's a list and then,
yeah,
you know,
that's what
you move,
yeah,
into different things. It's not like that at all.
No.
It's very much different. And there's multiple – if you're in need of a transplant, you can do the search. Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing. So let's take a quick break. We'll do our last segment. And again, the contact information, immediately people should get on their computer now. And it's
www.COTAS4NOAARDS.com.
Thank you so much. And we'll be right back. We'll continue our discussion. Please take note of this. Get on the website. Register, donate, do whatever it takes. Pray. I mean, I've seen on your website there's prayers going on.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah. And then we'll talk about the mental state. How important is that when we come back?
Are you standing at a crossroad in life wondering what's next? Is it time to reinvent your relationship, your career, your life? Whether you're ready for a reinvention revolution or a reinvention evolution, the support of a couple of great coaches can get you there. When you decide it's time to take your life from just functional to optimal, call Joe and Lori Battaglia of Living the Dream Coaches, 888-505-5762. That's 888-505-5762, or go online to www.livingthedreamcoaches.com. That's www.livingthedreamcoaches.com.
Your body is the greatest gift that you will ever be given. How well are you taking care of yours? Hey everyone, this is Journey Reeves, owner of Mind Body Unlimited. More important than time or money, your health is the secret to a truly wealthy life. We can customize an exercise and diet program that greatly enhances your quality of life. If you are sick and tired of feeling sick and tired, give us a buzz at 480-370-7768. That's 480-370-7768 to schedule your free, no-obligation consultation today.
If you're concerned that you are making financial decisions on information that may be incorrect or not up to date, Bierenbaum and Spean can help. We are certified QuickBooks advisors. Let us review your financial data to make sure it is accurate and up to date. We can also review the setup and procedures used to avoid the costly decisions as you grow your business. Call Mitchell Spean, CPA and QuickBooks Pro Advisor at 602-266-5633 to get started.
Hi, I'm Paul and I'm on the spectrum.
And I'm Kim and I'm an autism specialist.
The second Monday and Tuesday of each month at 3 p.m. on 1010 a.m.
and online at breakradioshow.com, live and archived.
We're here to help you with
Understanding Autism.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. And this is a very, very special radio program today because we have Nancy Swanson in studio along with Aubrey Vargas, account executive for Be the Match. And we're looking for a match. We're looking for help. We're looking for donations because Nancy's young son, 2.5-year-old Noah, needs a life-saving bone marrow transplant. And it's very evidently difficult to find the match. But like you said, Aubrey, that at what, 60,000, you're registering 60,000 a month, did you say?
Yeah, new donors. We're trying to keep up with the donors that are coming off the registry. Maybe they're aging off. They're developing illnesses themselves that don't allow them to be donors anymore. So we're trying to stay ahead of all those people that are coming off. Yeah.
So this, you travel a lot, evidently, right?
Mm-hmm.
You cover, what, 3 or 4 states?
Yeah, we cover Arizona, New Mexico, Nevada, just 2 of us. So we just trained Nancy's group yesterday and all her volunteers, and so they're going to be extensions of us so that we can be multiple places, which is a
good
blessing.
Idea.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So let's talk about that. How do you need more volunteers?
Yes, of course.
So tell us about that. How can people get involved and give that way? We'll mention the different ways now how people can give. Let's start with volunteers. What happens? How do they get involved?
Well, we need 2 sets of volunteers. We need volunteers to help with the Be the Match bone marrow drives. We have 2 coming up on April 23rd in Scottsdale at Tatum and Shea, and then one on April 28th in Gilbert. Also, through our fundraising efforts through the Children's Organ Transplant Associations, we've been doing fundraising events to raise funds to help with the transplant-related costs. We're looking at doing a big benefit sometime in September, so we're looking for volunteers to help with the benefit. We're looking for auction and raffle items that we may be able to use to help raise funds. So those are two areas that we're looking at volunteers for us.
So there's really two things going on, a match and raising money.
That's correct.
And is that go hand in hand where if you find a match, it's somewhat expensive? Is that how that
works?
Sure.
Oh, yeah. Nancy can.
So why don't you talk about that, how that works?
Well, the biggest question is most people ask us, do you have health insurance? Yes, we have very good health insurance. However, we've been assessed to do $50,000 worth of fundraising to help with the transplant-related cost. We were told by other families out there who've already gone through this, even though the insurance will cover the transplant hospitalization, the transplant process of it, it's the aftercare. Noah will need aftercare for a year to a year and a half after he gets his transplant. That's if everything goes well. He will have to have anti-rejection medication. He will have to go to clinics. He will have to go to the emergency room. He'll have all this follow-up care. And some of those cost of medications are not always covered by our health insurance. If it's a new drug that comes out that the doctors want to use and the insurance has not approved it, we might be paying several thousands of dollars just for that medication that he will have to be on for a year to a year and a half just to get through this process. If he doesn't do well and he ends up with graft versus host disease, which is a whole different ballgame, what happens with some of these patients, the transplant is successful, but the new marrow and the old marrow in the patient's bodies are fighting each other. And
creates antibodies, probably.
Yes. Oh. And what happens is there could be secondary illnesses, and it can affect the skin, it can affect organs, it can affect a whole slew of other medical areas, and the patient has to have aftercare for those illnesses as well.
So insurance, you're saying, doesn't necessarily cover the whole thing A to Z. And when you said you were, I think you used the word assessed, $50,000. Did the insurance company tell you that? How did you know it was $50,000?
The Children's Organ Transplant Association took all of our information. They looked at our insurance, and they looked at medical bills that they've seen coming from Arizona, and then they figured out that what we probably needed to raise would be an additional $50,000. Transplants itself usually cost about $300,000 to $500,000, mm-hmm, just for the transplant part. And that doesn't cover the hospitalization and then all the follow-up aftercare.
Wow.
Very,
so
very
so then the contributions go to the Children's Organ Transplant Association, and then they take it from there?
Yes.
They pretty much, wow, what an amazing organization.
Yeah, and they
along with Be the Match. You guys are amazing. I mean, that is absolutely amazing that they take on that responsibility.
Sure. And it's, you know, any money that's raised under Noah's name is either going towards his medical costs or to adding donors to the registry, you know, and it's all kind of being funneled to use for Noah and for other patients too. I mean, donors that join, but you know, like Nancy was saying, it's expensive to have a transplant.
It's unbelievable.
And, you know, how do these families afford it when this is, I mean, they have to have the
so
transplant.
So if you don't have insurance, then that is very difficult.
Sure. Oh,
so, I mean, yeah, I guess if you have insurance, so it covers a good part of it.
That's correct.
But if you don't have insurance, have you run across that before?
Sure.
What happens?
It depends. You know, we have an Office of Patient Services that we refer families to that can offer support. You know, there's a network of people here that help families like that, you know, that don't have the same benefits as maybe some other ones do. So, you know, depending on their situation, we do our best to, you know, try to get them through, get them connected with some resources so that they can still have their transplant.
And what's probably discouraging the last 3 to 4 years because of the economy, people being downsized out, maybe jobs, maybe more people uninsured, that could be a real double tragedy.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Wow, that's that is just incredible. So let's talk about again the events coming up, because we want to get as many people out there as possible. Get people registered,
mm-hmm.
and you don't have to go to the event to do that. You can just make contact, right, with either one of you.
Yeah, you can make contact. You can join online, like Nancy was saying. You can come to any of the events, whether they're specifically geared towards NOAA or at another registration drive. NOAA is going to have access to all of those people that join the registry, no matter where they're at. So Gateway Community College will be there today till 5. We'll be there tomorrow from 10 to 6. Come down and register. We'll be outside and just look for the big blue tents. Phoenix Children's Hospital's drive is on May. May 21st.
Yeah.
And we'll be in the lobby there. Come on by. And then
The two fundraising drives that we're doing in honor of NOAA, April 23rd from 9:30 to 1:30 and 4 to 8 p.m. at 5040 East Shea Boulevard at Go Figure Studio. And they're also doing fundraising events for NOAA. They're doing free classes at 9:45 in the morning, and then donations of classes for the 5:15 and 6:30 classes. And then the second bone marrow drive is April 28th on a Saturday at LDS Maplewood Building Cultural Center, 3775 South Greenfield Road in Gilbert. Cross streets is Greenfield between Pecos and German, and that one's going to be from 8 a.m. to noon.
So there's events coming right around the corner,
mm-hmm.
but you don't have to wait, because you can go right on the website right now and not wait and get things going right away. Why not make it right, you know? I remember Tony Robbins always said, when is now a good time?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know if you've heard of Tony Robbins.
Yeah.
But yeah, so when is now a good time? So that's www.C as in Charlie, O, T as in Tom, A, for NOAA, R, D as in Dave, S as in Sam.com. You can go on that website and get anything you probably need. Make contact with both of you and get registered, or at least know where to get registered, donate,
mm-hmm.
volunteer. What other ways can they give? So we got donating money,
mm-hmm.
volunteering,
donate.
Register. Any other ways?
Praying. Just pray for us.
Yeah, there's
yeah,
no
absolutely.
Doubt about it. And what? And we only have about 2 minutes left, I believe, and Tom is looking 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes. And let's start with Aubrey. What would you like to tell the audience right now, and then we'll have Nancy.
Yeah, I think, you know, just think about, you know, in your lifetime, and maybe something has happened to you, you know, a tragedy of some kind, and, you know, think about that and how if you've gotten through that, how you would like to give back. We have all kinds of opportunities for you to be able to make a difference in somebody's life, to single-handedly save someone's life. And we're asking you to do that. We want you to come out and, you know, give $5 or join the registry. You know, like Nancy was saying, give a silent auction item, whatever it is. We're asking you to do that. Just find it in your heart somewhere, whatever you're comfortable with, then that's where you need to be.
And Nancy, what would you like to tell
people? I just want to concur with what Aubrey said. And we have met some very nice people in our community that's already been very giving with us, with those items, signing up for the registry and donating to our cause. And we want to thank those people, but we would like to encourage others to if you feel it in your heart, please help bethematch.org or to CODA and come out and sign up. And we, you know, you might not save NOAA, but you might save some other person or help another family.
Well said, and we encourage everyone to do that right now. NOAA.co, T as in Tom, A for NOAA, R, D, S as in Sam.com. Get on the website. Don't wait. And, of course, you got the April 23rd, April 28th event coming up. Get more information on that website. And we'll periodically report in, have you call in.
Thank you. Let us
know how NOAA is doing. Anyway, thank you so much,
Nancy and Aubrey.
Thank you very, very much. We'll have you on again because we want to make sure this is successful. There's no question about it. Stay tuned for Understanding Autism right up at 3 o'clock.
FamilyValuesRadio.net.
1010 KXXT.
Tolleson, Phoenix.
Your body is the greatest gift that you will ever be given. How well are you taking care of yours? Hey everyone, this is Journey Reeves, owner of Mind Body Unlimited. More important than time or money, your health is the secret to a truly wealthy life. We can customize an exercise and diet program that greatly enhances your quality of life. If you are sick and tired of feeling sick and tired, give us a buzz at 480-370-7768. That's 480-370-7768 to schedule your free, no-obligation consultation today.
If you're concerned that you are making financial decisions on information that may be incorrect or not up to date, Birnbaum and Spean can help. We are certified QuickBooks advisors. Let us review your financial data to make sure it is accurate and up to date. We can also review the setup and procedures used to avoid the costly decisions as you grow your business. Call Mitchell Spean, CPA and QuickBooks Pro Advisor at 602-266-5633 to get started.
Hi, I'm Paul and I'm on the spectrum.
And I'm Kim and I'm an autism specialist.
The second Monday and Tuesday of each month at 3 p.m. on 1010 a.m.
And online at breakradioshow.com, live and archived.
We're here to help you with
Understanding Autism.
Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
Are you standing at a crossroad in life wondering what's next? Is it time to reinvent your relationship, your career, your life? Whether you're ready for a reinvention revolution or a reinvention evolution, the support of a couple of great coaches can get you there. When you decide it's time to take your life from just functional to optimal, call Joe and Lori Battaglia of Living the Dream Coaches, 888-505-5762. That's 888-505-5762 or go online to www.livingthedreamcoaches.com. That's www.livingthedreamcoaches.com.
In today's environment, short sales, foreclosures, and bankruptcy seem to be the norm and not the exception. These events can be devastating emotionally as well as financially. But just when you thought it was over, you might start to wonder about the tax consequences of short sales, foreclosures, and bankruptcy. Tax law can be very complex, and it would be critical to understand the tax laws surrounding your situation. Call Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor, at 602-625-3074, 602-625-3074 to discuss your situation. He looks forward to talking with you.
Hey, I'm Lisa Masters, single mom to two amazing boys on the spectrum and author of The Funny Side of Autism. April 20th marks the first annual Time Went On for Autism benefit at the Compound Grill in Phoenix. It will be a fun night out to benefit the Autism Society Greater Phoenix Chapter. We have a wonderful evening planned, including dinner, entertainment, silent auctions, raffles, and a copy of my latest book, The Funny Side of Autism Around the World. For ticket info, go to the calendar tab at thecompoundgrill.com. Hope to see you there.